Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. What's happening, man? It's your partner, Big Boy. It's about that time. Let's get this week turned up right now.
What up, neighbors?
Natalia Perez.
If it goes down in Hollywood, you know I know about it.
Louis G.
What's up, ladies?
Oh, my God.
I think.
Hola, amores.
With special appearances by Luther Lufay phone test.
Sir?
My name is Luther Lufay.
My name is Luther.
Barry's cousin.
I don't know who put anything in your head.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
T.T. Tanaka. Donald Trump.
And also Maricela.
Oh, Big Boy, I love you so much.
It is about that time, man. Strike it. Well, there it is. It's lit. Big Boy's Neighborhood starts now. Big Boy's Neighborhood, dude. Continue to hang out, man. We got your click of the day. All new way to cheat in your relationship. Yeah. We know that with 2020, it was a little bit difficult. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
full pandemic, and we're still in one right now in 2021. But an all new way to cheat in your relationship.
There's levels
to
cheating.
And who says that each one teach one we don't do?
Yeah,
we
man.
Got that coming up for you. And also, Drake, once again, man, Drake dropped new music.
Oh, my God.
You know what I love about Drake dropping new music, man? He drops new music. Whenever the hell he feel like,
yeah, pretty much,
yeah.
And he's like Every he's pleases. Like a weekend. He's often, but he'll just drop some new music. You just kind of either wake up or you're just like, oh, Drake dropped something.
Yep.
So Drake got some new music, man, and we're gonna make sure
so
that we
good.
Hit that up. And in case you missed it, DaBaby in the neighborhood. Always good to have DaBaby in the neighborhood, man. And DaBaby now with Danny Lay. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh. You're talking about winning. What,
yeah,
man,
bro.
Good Lord. They'd kick him out of a casino for as much as he's winning right now. But we got In Case You Missed It with DaBaby. So continue to hang out with us, man. And even when we were just talking about this, my daughter cringed.
What?
We got a Don't Tell Mom coming up, man. But this is about parents having sex.
Oh!
Parents having sex. And you know what's crazy? All right. Now, Ani.
Yes?
You're what, 26 now?
27.
27. Mm-hmm. All right, so you're 27.
Yes.
Ani, you think your mom and dad still smash?
I don't want to talk about that.
See, there it is.
I don't want to talk
what
about
age?
That.
What age? Do you think he? Do you
oh
think? What?
Gosh.
What do you think
Never.
Their favorite position is?
No, Big. I can't even watch
right.
sex
Hilarious.
On TV with them.
Have you ever walked in on them in the
no,
room?
No,
when she was, no.
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Never.
How do you think you were made?
I was.
Right.
It was probably Ani style. That's probably their favorite position.
Ew, Louie. What do you mean, Ani style? What is that?
That's what
Ew.
You were made.
You know the position
Ew.
That we did for Ani. You, when we conceived the Annalisa, you know.
You guys, my parents, ew.
Yeah, man. They probably smash it right
no,
now. They probably
no,
get
not.
Most of their smashing in is when you're at work.
Yeah, when she
I want to take my headphones off and I can still hear you guys.
So think about how bad that sounds to a 27-year-old, man.
Yeah, man.
These kids are like 11 and 8 or something
oh
like
my
that.
God.
But don't tell mom, parents having sex. What age, and really, what age are you cool with it?
Never.
You know what I'm saying? Like, call, I bet you call your mom right now. She's not going to answer.
Hey, no. Nah.
She's sleeping.
Yeah, man.
Sure.
Yeah. She getting put to sleep. You said
no,
it.
Big
hey, Lou and your dad knocking your mom down right now, too. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs. Big stars. Big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Phone tap
Big
on the 10's time. Best step right here. This is where Luther calls the residents to tell them that he and a fugitive are on the way. I love how the folks on the phone,
Scary.
How they insist, yeah, they don't run this halfway house. Of course you don't, but Luther thinks she does. Let's go and get into your phone tap right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you.
Hello?
Yes, this is Luther Lufay from Best Step, and I was running about 45 minutes behind.
I don't know
what you're talking about.
For William Smothers?
But I don't even know William Smothers.
He's through the program Best Step, the person that you guys said that you would house.
We never said we were going to house anybody.
You guys have the halfway facility, correct?
No, we don't. I have any halfway facilities.
He will be staying at your residence till the end of the year.
No. Nobody's staying here.
Well, he'll be there for at least 6 months, ma'am.
No, he won't be here for 6 months.
Hey, sir, we have nothing to do with this.
Okay, well, the Best Step program, sir, you guys said that you got the facility.
No, we don't. You're not leaving anybody here.
I'm not leaving anyone at your residence, sir. That's what you guys fail to understand. I'm dropping him off. I'm releasing him to you and your wife.
No, you're not.
Okay, he's here with me, Mr. Smothers.
Hey.
This is the family.
How you doing?
Who is this?
Mr. Smothers, William Smothers.
I don't know no William Smothers.
Yeah, you will in a couple of minutes.
No, I won't.
He's tired.
Tired, right? I need something to eat, please.
Yeah, because we've been driving him around for the last 12 hours.
I have nothing to do with this. I don't know anything about it.
Why you didn't get in touch with us before we hit the road, Jack?
I didn't even know who you were.
My name is Luther Lufay from Best Step. I'm bringing an ex-con that
you
was in...
You're not bringing nobody here now.
Sir.
You do, and I'm going to kill you. You understand that?
What did you say to me, sir?
If you leave somebody here, I'm going to get after you. Do you hear that?
Hello?
You guys need to really fix your phone.
What?
I said you need to fix your phone, ma'am.
What?
We're on our way right now, ma'am.
God, but you are not coming! You are not coming here!
Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
Big January 20th. Can't come like early enough, bro.
Yeah, it's gonna come quick enough.
Yeah, man, it is gonna be the day President-elect Joe Biden becomes president. He gets sworn in, and like every presidential inauguration, they do a big ceremony. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they hand over the Bible and everything big, but it's gonna look a lot different this year because of COVID. The presidential inauguration is gonna look a little virtual this year. This is what's gonna be happening this year. All right. So, they're saying that the president-elect will be escorted to the White House in this event that's going to feature, like, every branch of the military. And it's also going to have, like, the U.S. Army, the Old Guard, the Drum Corps, where it's going to be walking with them. So it's going to be dope.
Hey, guys,
and it's
how you doing?
Yeah, Doug.
How are you? Wish I could touch you. Wish I could touch you.
Yeah, man. And normally you get a lot of people out there watching this exclusive
event. What's going on, man? How you doing, man? Well, we made it. Kamala, stop crip walking. Come on.
Yeah, hey, man. So as
look,
far
look
as
at this clown over here, look at this clown.
I can't stop.
Hey, man. American people. Come on. What was I saying?
You were saying as far as the people, there's not going to be people there, so they're going to have like a virtual parade on TV across the country, man. It's going to have some performances that haven't been announced, but it is going to look a lot different this year, Doug.
Hey, man, and Trump going to say nobody showed up on the
yes,
streets.
Yes, exactly. He's going to take it and run with
record
it.
Record numbers. No one,
look at
no
how
one,
empty this
no
is.
One showed up. You know
yeah,
what I'm
man. Right. But can you believe, bro, January 20th, we're going to see that history in the making. And a lot of people are going to be
I don't
able
know. We're supposed to be seeing something soon from Donald Trump, too. Maybe the whole thing is supposed to change up. So
yeah, he's still
I don't
trying
think
to,
we're going to.
He's still trying to win Georgia.
Yeah, you know, even though Georgia's done pretty much, you know. Like, man, he going to be in April talking about, can we recount?
Yeah. Can you check the microchips on those machines? Did they internally?
The virtual inauguration is going down. That's gonna be a first, this is where we are.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we are. This will go down in the history books. You know what I'm saying? Or in your history Google search.
Yeah, your history tablet that they're going to have eventually.
Yeah, trust that. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
Boy. Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Ani is up in here, and we do have another
celebrity breakup.
This one right here. Yeah. This one hurts.
Hurts
this one
heart.
Hurts, man. Yeah, man. Ani, if you will.
It really does hurt, but
damn.
Tyrese and his wife,
man.
Samantha, of almost 4 years, have announced that they're getting a divorce. And Big, they have like a beautiful daughter. They're two years old. And they announced this on Instagram. Tyrese did. It was a longer post. And he was just basically explaining like, hey, it's been a tough year for all of us. But we want to leave this in 2020. Because apparently in August, they kind of split up. And then it seems like they're on good terms. Because they said that our goal is to remain friends and be together. But I don't know. It just hurts because I'm such a huge Tyrese fan. Like, he was one of our first guests in here. He walked in with a Stacey Adams. And he's always been like that guy.
Memorable.
So I went back to listen to interviews and stuff, and I found this one part of an interview where we asked Tyrese, because, you know, he's like, he's a man, right? He's like a handsome man, so I'm sure he gets a lot of ladies. So we asked him, like, hey, how do you catch a man, or how do you stop a man from cheating?
If your man has intentions of cheating,
mm-hmm.
he could do whatever he needs to do to appease you,
mm-hmm.
to create security within your potential insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's who he is, he's going to figure out a way to get to that extracurricular activity, period, in the story. He can check off all the boxes. I got his work number. I got several codes to his phone. I got his Facebook, email, this and that. My man has no sign and indication that anything is happening. First of all, what does that say about you as a woman that you would even want to have that much information on your dude to make sure that he's not cheating?
Mm-hmm.
Man, so, Big, I think what he's trying to say is...
And not that he's cheating anyone. We don't know what the breakup is, but when he came down with Reverend Run and they were doing... It was this man show that they were doing, man, where they were giving out a lot of different advice. It ended up getting picked up, too. But, yeah, Tyrese is strong on relationship. That's why, you know, it kind of took me by surprise that he and his queen had, you know, separated and they announced their divorce. But you know what? I wish them nothing but the best.
Me too. And they seem like they're in a good place because when he did announce this divorce, he actually posted a picture of him kissing her on the cheek. And just the words that he said were so beautiful, so... Just wishing the best for them and their daughter and the family.
And you know what? That's where it all starts at. It always starts good. I just want it to end good. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, wow. Yeah, true.
Best believe that. Another celebrity breakup. Tyrese, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. Bad play of the day. Louis, what upper?
Bad play of the day, Big. It is going to Raiders running back Josh Jacobs. On Monday, man, it was reported. It was breaking news, man. In Las Vegas, the running back, Josh Jacobs, was in a single car crash, and he was arrested for a DUI, Big. This was around the McCarran Airport in Las Vegas, and I don't know if he was arriving there, if he was going to the airport to leave somewhere, but whatever it was, he was in the accident, and when the cops got there, they saw that he was, you know, a little intoxicated, and they booked him. He is now released, and he has court coming up in March. They said he's going to plead not guilty, but... It's like, it's already out there. It's not a good look for the team. You just came off a great win on Sunday. It's your second year with the Raiders. You're a star running back. Like, bro, that is just a bad move. Instead of just getting somebody to come and drive your car or whatever it is or get picked up, you decided to get
behind
the wheel.
Oh, you think about all that afterwards, though.
That's true,
dog. I wish I never did it. Should have hired somebody. You know, either he was picking up somebody or he was leaving. They should have, you know, I should have Ubered them in. I should have, you know. There it is.
That's the one thing I got on social media. A lot of people were like, man, he has enough money to do this. He has, and I was like, bro, to be honest with you, he's young. He has the money. Like, think about what you would do in that situation. Like, I've gotten behind the wheel when I was younger. I ain't going to lie. When I was, you know, thinking I was okay to drive before. I can admit that. It was a bad thing to do. I don't do it anymore. But at that point, you got to figure, you got the fame. You got the money. You think you're okay. You think you're physically fit.
Well, you know
fit,
what? He's paying a hell of a tuition into the school of experience, man. Now, too, though. You know what I'm saying? Because now he knows. And you got to think, you know, the NFL, they're going to hit him.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? The court system going to hit him. The court of public opinion
is already hitting him.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully he learns from this.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And not make another bad play of the day. But you know what? He's human. And the only person that's going to get hurt right now is him and probably, you know, some of the loved ones. But no one was hurt, you know what I'm saying, as far as him crashing into each other. So the only person that's hurt is him, and he's going to have to be able to deal with this bad play today and hopefully not make another one.
Yeah, man. When the news broke out, John Gruden was actually in a press conference, the coach for the Raiders, and he had this to say.
We're just aware of it. I will say that Josh is okay, and I'm not at liberty to comment on it until I get more facts. But we do have word that Josh is okay, and we are looking into the matter.
Yeah, man. So,
thank you for the exclusive. We could have just said that ourselves. I have to go no damn audio with him. You know what I'm saying? He said absolutely nothing.
Exactly. That's all right,
you guys. Yeah, that was another bad play of the day. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Ani, what are people talking about?
They're talking about L.A. Big, and I don't like what they're saying. But they're saying that L.A. County has been declared the quote-unquote most dangerous place to live in the U.S., but it has nothing to do with COVID. So this is everything has been taken out when it comes to the virus. They're talking about just natural disasters.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
When it comes to that, apparently so LA is like the hot spot for that. But I mean, I read this and I'm like, it doesn't seem that bad because like...
You got used to the earthquakes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got used to the fire seasons.
Oh,
and
man, yeah.
But to anyone else, like you got to think, even our boss Doc. Doc lives, you know, in LA now.
Mm-hmm.
And our boss Doc... Ayo, everybody, they paranoid.
terrified of earthquakes. Yeah. Like we could sit and say, oh man, did y'all feel that? Oh, there was a rumble. But for people, you got to think, if you're not from here, and the things that we get used to the same way, we'll watch something, we'll be like, man, why they don't move? It's hurricanes. How are they going to wait out this? Or how they going to...
Yeah, like, that scares me.
Yeah, we got it.
Big, but see, when I think about a tornado or a hurricane, I'm just like, oh my God, how do people make it out alive? Like, aren't they scared to live there? And then I read this on the list, and I'm like, well, I mean, it doesn't sound that scary.
Yeah, but think about the earth shaking, too.
True.
You don't know how long it's going to happen, you know. And,
the San Andreas Fault.
And, Ani, where you at that's an epicenter. And they were saying that, you know, there's going to be one within the next few days. So you be careful.
New day? Wait, yeah. The next few days?
Yeah, be careful doing the big
okay,
ones.
I'm just playing. False information, you guys. No. False information.
Big, do you
fake news, fake news, fake news. Sorry about that. All righty. Can somebody please come to the station and take the radio guts off the machine? Thank you.
But Big, luckily there's good news for people in LA. But we are not the only ones who live in a dangerous place, because after us, it's New York City. Well, three New York counties.
Because of the rats?
Hey, I'm about to go eat that cheese over there, huh? About to eat your effing cheese over there. Yeah, I remember I was in New York. We got mugged by some rats. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
It was like, instead of you dirty rats, it was like, you dirty people, stick them up, yeah. Shane, yeah. Shane, where you from, huh? Yeah. You know the block, huh? Well, it's going to be curtains for you. I was like, good Lord, have mercy.
Are they really that much in New York, the rats? I've never been.
Oh, my gosh, man. I saw this lady walking one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was walking one. Yep. You didn't see that one Karen when she was in the rat park telling that, was calling 9? Oh, no, that was a dog she had. That was a dog. My bad.
Like, yeah, I'm
in that. All righty. Well, the segment started off with LA as the most dangerous place to be. And then we started walking dogs.
We went to the East Coast.
Rats. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we know how to deflect. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. East Coast, I can't believe y'all came in at number two. We're always over you. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Let me make sure I put this tie and this jacket on, because we're about to present one of these awards. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and present one of these awards. All righty now, Luigi.
We got the idiot award today, bro. That's what's happening, man. Listen to this story, Big. A guy in New York filed a class action lawsuit against the makers of King's Hawaiian Sweet Rolls. Mm-hmm. You know those little, small, amazing rolls that are just like, oh, they're so damn good, bro. You could just eat them by yourself. Well, he's saying just by himself, bro. He's saying that the company misled him in believing the California-manufactured sweet rolls were made in Hawaii.
Yeah, man.
That the packaging tricked him. It says established in whatever the date is, and it says like Hilo, Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I guess he's suing for that, bro. He got tricked into thinking
that Hawaiian rolls.
And it's
a class action lawsuit. Yeah. So that means that he got other people to join in.
Yes,
and then
bro.
He said, you know, win, lose, or draw. Now he's going to go after French fries, because he found out that, you know, McDonald's French fries, you know, and then we'll see French toast. And once he go after those Danish, you know, muffins and all. This dude is going to live a lifetime of frivolous lawsuits. Yes. So he is now suing because Hawaiian sweetbread is not made in Hawaii. Yes. Sir, if you will, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. You're dumb.
You're stupid.
Okay. Wait, hold on. It's not made in Hawaii? You are a full idiot.
To the max,
full
bro. Good luck
idiot.
On the lawsuit, bro. And
all right.
Good luck to that lawyer.
Yeah, man. All right. Yeah. So enjoy that. You know what I'm saying? All right. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood, yes, ladies and gentlemen. It's about that time for your phone tap, courtesy of your good friend, Mr. Luther Lufe. This one right here is meal prep problems. Yes. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, with the new year, new you, that there's a lot of people that, you know, taking our health serious once again. You know, there's no real gyms to go to and actually join right now. But there's a lot of things that's going on in the parks. People are walking a little bit more. New year, new you. And right now, man, there is a meal prep problem that's going down, where Luther's doctor told him to lose weight, but he has a very different idea on what foods he wants to eat from this chef. Let's go to get into your phone tap on the tens right here, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Got you. to meal prep. This is how can I help you?
How you doing, ma'am? I was calling about the meal prep programs that you guys have because I've been instructed to lose, you know, quite a bit of weight.
Right.
What would you suggest on something like that?
We have a jerk chicken, mm-hmm. but...
Do you have the barbecue chicken?
That's not going to be good for you, and we want to keep you healthy.
And what about the deep-fried broccoli? Do y'all do that, like the deep-fried broccoli?
Sir, I need you to know we don't fry, and we will not be frying broccoli because that kills all the nutrients in it.
All right, well, let's skip straight to desserts. What do you guys have dessert? Wise.
We have a really nice, healthy fruit
Pass.
Salad.
Nope.
We have a sugar-free,
ma'am.
Vegan cookie.
Who's eating this? Like, no.
Do you want to get healthy? Do you want to lose weight? Because it's...
Okay, I thought you were the meal prep person. I didn't know that you was Dr. Dre.
What Dr. Dre got to do with you losing
weight?
Well,
you act like you're a doctor, Phil. I mean, I'm asking you about helping me with a meal prep program, and we're going tit for tat over here.
You want to stick to these old fried fat foods, and if you got diabetes, you sure as hell don't need to be eating Oreos.
Right,
That's
yeah.
why you're calling me.
Okay, well, hold on for a second, man.
Can I take your order right here?
Yes, hi. Could I get a number three?
Number three, okay.
And on the number three,
gosh.
Can you make
Sir,
that double cheese?
Me. Extra queso, okay.
Excuse and me, with are peppers. You at a drive-thru?
The peppers.
Okay. Hold on for a second, ma'am, please. This, you know
are
how
you
at
a fast
this is my last cheat. This is my last cheat meal. And chili
and
cheese fries, please.
Chili cheese papas, okay.
French fries,
yes.
really.
I'll get you an order as well. Make that two.
Those papas.
My nutrition
you,
is one
you,
of fries, too.
I can't.
Please pull to the forward right here.
Hi.
Thank you.
Call
you know what? I got to pull around to the front. Let me call you back, hon. Let me call you back. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
Phone taps on the tins. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca-neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Give it up for Ani! Ani is up in here. Click of the day. Pay very close attention to this one, you guys.
This cheating has gone to a whole different level. Gotten so creative. But there is a man who has gone to this extreme to cheat with a married woman who is his neighbor, happens to be his neighbor. But what he did is he built a tunnel from his home to his married lover's home. So
man was like, El Chapo, what?
Yeah, bro, what?
And they were just like, you know what? We've been doing this for a while. But one day, her husband came home from work early. So he's a security guard. He comes home early and he notices something's off. So he starts, like, of course, telling her, like, hey, what's going on? Checks under the bed. No one's under the bed. Goes behind the couch, but sees that the man disappeared and then realizes there's a huge hole behind his couch, Big. So what does he do?
Oh, my God.
Goes inside the tunnel. So he starts walking, and they didn't say how long the tunnel was, but he's walking. He gets to the other man's house, and the man sees him because he ran over there. He's probably waiting. He's like, no, please don't tell my wife. She's sleeping, please. What does the other man do?
Oh, man. Tell his wife.
Yes.
Like, what are you talking about, bro? You built a tunnel to my house.
Yeah, dog. What?
I caught you with my wife. Yes, I'm messing up your household, too. There ain't no man code. We already disrespected that.
That's so, he's like, don't tell her. Like, what do you mean? So he goes, wakes her up. Then they start punching each other like, pow, 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 pow.
Oh, pow, 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 boom.
That's when the cops come and... Yeah, so they're both kind of rested right now.
Hey,
but
man, that's a whole new world.
Yeah.
A tunnel.
Building a tunnel, and you know they don't have El Chapo money.
Nah, dog.
You know, and then who are you? Like, if I came, how long would Veto have a hole behind our couch before I don't recognize it?
Yeah, like, you guys are going to move it someday,
you know,
right?
And how elaborate is the actual, are you coming back through the tunnel dirty? You don't have El Chapo money where you got, like, a little scooter where you rolling across and... Like that, man, that's next level. You would think you would just save the money and get you a quick-ass hotel or or something of that nature. You know,
more comfortable.
Yeah, like a hole in behind the couch.
I wonder if they're still together. That's what I'm so curious about.
Hey, dude, that's a hell of a way to get caught cheating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let me just walk through this tunnel. Oh, my Lord. And you pop up at the neighbor's house and he's digging your wife out. How did you get caught cheating? Y'all hit us up. How did you get caught cheating? Mm-hmm. How did you catch someone cheating? Ooh, do you know a cheating story? Y'all hit us up. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty. Now, we were talking about how there was a couple that was cheating El Chapo style.
Hell yeah,
you know, holding, had a tunnel behind the sofa that went to the neighbor's house, and the husband caught his wife cheating, so on and so forth. So we're just asking, how did you get caught cheating? Let's bring Anonymous.
Hello there.
Look at you. Anonymous. All righty now. What happened in this cheating situation? How did someone get caught up?
Well, I didn't get caught up. I helped somebody get away with cheating.
All right. How so?
All right. So my best friend, he got caught up in a situation overnight with some random person. Mm-hmm. And he hits me up in my DM worried, like, I don't want to go home. I don't want to get caught up. I'm like, all right, come to my house. We're going to figure this out. He gets to my house. I don't know what made me think about this, but I told him, how about we just go online, look for some release paperwork, and say that you spent the night in jail. So,
damn.
What?
So you got, like, blank police, like work paperwork. Filled in his information.
Well, it wasn't blank. I went on Google and I did an image search and I found some release paperwork and I just photoshopped all the information off and added his information, took a picture of him behind a wall that's white, put the photo in there and all that.
Damn, that's what friends are for. I heard that.
And then to top it off, my sister, who already been in and out of jail, she pops up to my house. She's like, no, you cannot show up to your house like that. You need to take your shoelaces off and put all your belongings plastic bag.
Each one teach one. It's a community. It's a community. As Tony Baker was, I'm
it
in
was
the community.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Teamwork makes the dream work. I heard that. So did this work out for your friend?
It worked out. And
you see how God worked? You see how God worked? Your sister who's been in and out of jail, she just happened to come by. She's free that day. I heard that. So he made it back home and everything was safe. I heard that.
Everything was safe. Nobody knows but you and me now.
All righty, well, we have a lot of listeners. Check our ratings. Well, thank you so much. That's Anonymous right there. That is Anonymous. All righty, well, y'all hit us up, man. How did you get caught cheating? How did someone get caught cheating on the cheating story that you know? Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty, now we're talking about cheating, ladies and gentlemen. Started off with a guy that came home, found a hole behind his couch, went through the hole. It was underground. His wife and his neighbor built a tunnel so they could cheat. All right, just got a call from another Anonymous, and Anonymous was saying how a friend of hers was out doing something, and she said, you know what, well, let's create this situation where you come to my house, we'll print some get-out-of-jail papers like you've been locked up, so on and so forth. So elaborate, you know what I'm saying? They went over the top with that. But how did you get caught cheating? How did you catch someone cheating on your cheating story? Let's bring Anonymous, good Lord, into the neighborhood. Anonymous, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Anonymous. All righty now, cheating scandals, cheating story. What happened?
All right, so I came back home from work a little early, and I noticed, I was like, my wife's not here. Where's she at? You know, I see the kids. I see a little babysitter. And then I see her laptop open, so I go on her laptop, and I see the little Find My iPhone thing. So I find the iPhone, and I see she's at, like, a Motel 6 or something. Oh. So I go over to the Motel 6. And, you know, I'm over there, you know, knocking on all the doors. And I finally get to the door she's at. And then she opens up. And then she starts freaking out. And then I see who the dude was. And it was my boss.
No, bro. Anonymous. Are you serious?
Yeah. It was my boss. And then, you know, I started, you know, I lost it. You know, I just started, you know, swinging on him. And then he, like, you know, I knocked him out. And then I was like, all right, you're going to go pick him up, and I'll take him to the hospital. And then,
you know, I didn't stop there. You know, I still got my revenge. I ended up hooking up with his wife, and I sent him a video.
Damn. It sounded too Jerry Springer to me. If you would have stopped it at, so that's a real story. Your boss was knocking down your wife, then you went and knocked down his. Knocked him out. Now, let me ask you this. After you find him with your wife at a Motel 6, you knock him out. Do you still have your job?
No, I don't got my job. I actually got a better job now.
Yeah, because he can't fire you for knocking him out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll have all kind of lawsuits going on. That's crazy, man, that you found your wife at a Motel 6. Now, how did they know each other, like the boss and the wife?
Okay, so we actually met, one of those business picnics?
Yeah.
You know, so we had a little business picnic, and then, you know, I kind of noticed, you know, my boss is over there talking, you know, to my wife for too long, you know, and then I was like, you know, I kind of started noticing a little pattern here and there, but I never caught on to it. You know, I kind of figured she was cheating, and I was just trying to catch her. But I didn't think it was going to be with my boss.
Damn. I heard that. Anonymous, y'all hit us up. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Cheating. How did you get caught? How did you catch someone cheating or the cheating story you know? Let's bring Jerry into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Jerry. Jerry. Jerry, hello.
Hello.
Jerry, what happened, man? Cheating story. Speak on it.
I was telling you, boy, it was around December. About 2 years ago, when it was about like Christmas time, and I had gotten into an altercation, so I ended up getting busted. My girl was stressed out about the gifts for my kids, and I had my debit card in my property. So my first phone call home, you know, she was telling me like, "Hey, you know, the kids' presents, this and that." And I had told her like, "Don't worry about it. I got it. Just go and get my property." You know, I was just worried about my kids' presents, and I completely forgot that when I released my property, babe, they were gonna give her my phone too.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she got into my phone, and then, you know, her Christmas present was finding out that I had, like, four girls on the side. They were catering to me, telling me that, you know what I mean, what I wanted to eat, when I was going to see them again, that they missed me, you know what I'm saying, all sorts of things. That was it. I didn't get a visit for 2 months.
Wow. Oh, damn. But damn, she came back around. Hey, man, when you think about like, I got to look out for the kids, you know, debit card, come claim my property. When you realize like, oh, the property's the phone
yes,
too.
It is.
Damn.
Yeah, I felt from my stomach, babe. I said, I'm going home to the streets. I ain't going to have no home once I get released.
Oh, yeah, man. When the judge probably gave you time, you was like, no, give me more. Yeah. Just give me more.
I'm going to need to work this out. You know what I mean?
All right, man. I'd rather be here than there, Your Honor. Please, please. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
max me out on this one. Hey, man, how did she tell you? Because you knew she had the phone. Like, how did she tell you? How did she bring it up?
Well, I had called home, and she told me about the kids' presents. And then she just told me, thank you. And I was like, you're welcome. And she said, no, well, thank you for my present, too. And she just started releasing all the names on the phone. And I was like, man. Oh, my God.
Are y'all still together now, Jerry?
Yeah. Thank God we're still together, man. Thank God we worked past through everything. And I'm about to get married next month, big. I'm trying to turn into a saint out here.
I heard that, man. I heard either a saint or somebody that know how to put a lock code on their phone. You know? Hey, Jerry, man, I wish you and the queen, man, not just a happy wedding day, man, but a happy marriage, my brother.
Bro.
Thank you for sharing your story with us, Jerry.
Thank you, man.
And y'all be safe, all righty?
I appreciate you letting me on. I've been trying to get on this damn show for a minute already.
You good, man. You want to tell the queen how much you love her now?
Yeah, I'll tell her how much, man. Ask me, baby, I love you a lot, man. I can't wait to become your husband, I swear to God.
There it is, man. Any other girls you want to shout out while we have you on?
No, man.
Okay, all right, Jerry. All right, Jerry.
You're going to get me in trouble.
All right, Jerry. Just call back anonymous like you usually do. Yeah. Y'all stick around, y'all radios, man. Big Boys Neighborhood. Thank you, Jerry.
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boys Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. Here's another moment with us in case you missed it. Russell Peters up in here.
Do you remember your first bomb and what that felt like?
As a matter of fact, you were there.
I was hoping that your first bomb wasn't when I was there.
You kicked me out of the limousine.
Russell, I do not remember kicking you out of the limo.
Because it wasn't like dramatic. It wasn't like I fought you on it. You were like, get out. I go, yeah, okay. It wasn't like I had to convince me. I was like, I knew I didn't belong there. You open the door to the limo and you go, who the hell are you? I go, I'm Russell. I was a comedian. I opened the show. What the hell are you doing in our car? I go, oh, I'm just sitting here, man. He go, where you get that pass from? I had one of your passes.
Oh!
I go, I just found it. And you go, get the hell out of the car.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, give it up for Ani! Ani, don't try this at home.
Don't make your friends sign a contract to be your bridesmaid on your wedding day. Big, if my friend told me to sign this contract and to be their bridesmaid, I'm going to be like, you know what? No, go find someone else.
You would sign it.
Oh, well, not these rules. These are crazy. I'd be like, what do you mean? Why do you have to tell me this? But, like, there's this lady. She has 10 people. She wanted 10 people to be her bridesmaids, and she wrote this whole contract out for them. 37 ridiculous rules. Like, one of them is you can't get pregnant. You can't. You have to save your money, at least $50, so you could pay for your own expenses. You will not get sensitive or angry with the bride because you will understand that she has a bossy attitude.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
What it says. And then it says, quote, I will not intentionally fall pregnant before the wedding. I will not make any advances toward males. Like, you can't hook up with anyone at the wedding either. That's what she said.
No hooking
up. But where
up
are you supposed to find? Oh, I mean, not Lord. Hook up, but like, get to know someone, right, at a wedding. But it turns out that only 6 of her friends signed this out of the 10. And I think it's crazy, Big. And that
they do. And she also had the, we did the, oh, they can't gain weight. Didn't she have that in there, too?
Oh, yeah, they can't gain weight.
They can't.
Damn.
They can't get fat. And I'm just like, yeah. What do you mean? It's the holidays. That's
crazy,
doing.
Man. I know I seen one where they were talking about, the color, you can't wear the same color as me. It like,
yeah.
If you do something like that where you have 10 people that you want as bridesmaids, you have 37 don't do's or a list of, what kind of person are you or what kind of friend are you just every day?
Mm-hmm. And
you know what I'm saying? If you can come that ridiculous on your wedding day with 37 things, I'm pretty sure you can come with at least one a week where they're like rolling their eyes. Like, look at her.
Hey, she said, you know that the bride has a bossy attitude. And I'm like, what do you mean? But Big, I asked this question on our Instagram on the story. And I was like, so like, what are your rules? Or if you had a wedding, what would your rules be? And people were so funny. Someone was like, well, my rule is after 11 o'clock, all kids are either sleeping or not allowed in the room. I was like, oh my God. And this other girl was like, nope, it's only drinking. Everybody has to drink. If you're not drinking, you're out of my wedding.
I was okay. Well, I won't be going to that one. Yeah, don't invite me to that.
Like, damn.
Did you have anything big where you were like, your wedding where you're like, all right, this is one rule you guys have to follow?
I did. I had one where I didn't want anybody to videotape.
Really? So nobody was allowed?
Yeah, no one could video. No one.
But you had a professional?
We had a professional videographer there. There was no need for anybody. Why you want to take my memories? You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
And this was before, you know, we was posting to Instagram. So somebody would have this.
Yeah.
You know? And I remember George Lopez came to my wedding.
What?
And one of my guys that was like the security head, he said, you know, and he know George, you know, pretty much. And he know George Lopez is walking in. And he said that he was like, you know, Mr. Lopez, there'll be no recording today.
Oh, my. Did George
and he said,
Lopez?
George looked at him like, man, I don't want to record this shit. You know, he said, George, like, what? Man, get out of here with that. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. Louis G, we got another Don't Tell Mom.
Don't Tell Mom. Nope, that's right, Big. There is this lady who put out this whole blog about her situation about having sex inside the house while the kids were around, Big. So it all started, you know, first of all, her and her husband tried to sneak around having sex while their kids were at the house. And then COVID hit. And when COVID hit, it got even harder for them to obviously sneak around and do it. So they decided to do something that you might disagree or agree with. They decided to tell their 11 and 8-year-old when they were having sex inside the house so they wouldn't bother them. Yes, she said that she told the kids, if I close the door and turn on the fan in the hall, please leave us alone.
Damn.
They said they did this because, you know, they were kind of just tired of sneaking around. They were tired of just worrying of them walking in.
Yeah, man.
They had this whole situation. They were just like not mentally there because they were preparing of like things they had to do before they can actually have sex. Now they can actually comfortably like just go in the room and have sex and go
so
back
to the
old
So the kids be walking
feeling.
Down the hallway, yeah. Turn around. The other will be like, what happened? Like, ah, oh, the fan is on.
That's pretty much, bro. But even the age, I thought she was going to say like teenagers. And, you know, teenagers would probably understand. But 8 and 11-year-old kids telling them at that point, how much do they possibly understand that their parents are having what,
playtime? But you know what? I mean, yeah, I think that it's more of don't come into the room. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that they're sitting there with an 11 and an 8-year-old saying, you know, hey, you know, we may be doing like some missionary. you know, yeah, I don't want you to come in while we're doggy. You know, you know what I'm saying? It's just... At this time, don't come in the room. Like, Jaden's 13, soon to be 14 next month. My daughter, Chula, Jade, you know, she's 12. Mm-hmm. And we got to creep and sneak around. And you know what I'm saying? Like, man, years ago, should I have did the, you know, when this is going on, don't come into the room? Maybe, but yeah, man. Oh, it's bad. It's bad how clever you got to be when you can, when you can't. You know what I'm saying? So
I can see that, especially with COVID now and a lot of stay-at-home orders and people working from home. It has to be more difficult, especially with the kids around. You know what I mean? No school.
And for those out there, man, with the parent putting the fan out there, and you can put the age in there, 8 and 11. Yeah. When the fan's on, when the door's locked, you can't come down. Are the parents wrong? Are the parents right? What do you think about the parents for doing this? And also, if there's anyone out there, man, please. Each one teach one. Give me yours, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
give me yours, too, because I plan on really, you know, continue to smash my wife. So help us out, man. Are the parents wrong for doing this, right or wrong for doing this? And also, let me know how you do it. Y'all hit us up. Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big laughs. Big stars. Big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. All righty now. How do you get away with smashing? You know what I'm saying? We were talking about there's a couple, 8 and 11-year-old kids. They said when the fan is outside and the door is locked, don't come in the room.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Is that right? Is that wrong? But how do you do it? Bring Jonathan into the neighborhood. Jonathan, hello.
Hello.
Hello there,
how's
Jonathan.
Going,
speak on it. We doing well, my brethren? Speak on it, Jonathan.
Man, in my opinion, I feel that it is strange to let your kids know when you're having that alone time. But I do agree with what Louis said. Like, it depends on the age of the kids. Like, older kids, maybe 17, things like that, where they're kind of, you know, they get into that age where I know sex is normal and things like that. Cool, you can kind of say, hey, the fan is outside. Don't bother us. But I just feel like when it's younger kids, usually when you tell them to leave you alone anyways, they usually mean, let's go knock on the door, or let's go outside and let's go break dishes and see if we can get mom and dad to come outside and yell at us.
So but I just you know what, like though, Jonathan? I think at 8 and 11, like my son, I could tell to my son, you know, he doesn't cringe as much if I, you know, kiss mom or something. My daughter, she's still like in a place where she doesn't want me to touch her, so, you know, touch my wife. And you know what I'm saying? It's like she's the police. But I would think at 8 and 11, not saying, oh, this is grown-up time, this is such and such. If you just say, hey, you know, don't come in the room. Or, you know, I think that there's an innocent way to describe that. And I think your kids, when they get older, they'll say, oh, that's what they were doing. Let me show you something, Johnny. Johnny, Ani is 27 years of age, right? Now, Ani, you live with your parents, right?
Yes.
Y'all all live together as a family. All righty. When was the last time you walked in on your dad smashing out your mom?
My dad doesn't do that.
See, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All righty. Now, is there anything that's sitting outside, like when he put the hookah thing outside, does that mean don't come in?
They don't do that. They don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Do you know your mom and dad's favorite position?
They've only done it twice for me and my brother, and that's it.
Right, right.
No
and
more.
So they've never smashed after that.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Nothing else. Right.
I choose to believe they
have you ever talked to your mom or dad about foreplay? Is it important or anything like that?
I did catch them buying condoms one time, and I was
so what were they doing
out.
With the condoms? They were handing those out to the community, blowing up balloons, throwing them at the park. Like
I called my brother, I'm like, go look at this.
So Jonathan, see what I'm saying? Right, what I'm showing you is that even as a teenager isn't ready to hear you say we smashing. because at 27, Ani isn't ready to hear that her mom like dog. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so Big, no.
There it is.
We'll
there it is.
All the time.
There, you know, hey man, she's at work right now. She's jumping around. She's all holding her head like. They know. They know the time for them to smash is early in the morning when Ani's at work. They're doing it right now. When you go home and your mom hair is all wild and she got a cigarette to the side of her mouth, you know. All righty, y'all. There it is, Jonathan. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty, we were talking about it, man. There's a couple that said, you know what, when we want to, you know, have adult time, we put a fan outside the room. Mm-hmm. We tell the kids, the door's locked, you can't come in. Now, we're asking, do those parents, do you think at 8 and 11, like, your kids should know, like, oh, no, we in here smashing? Or what do you do to continue that you do smash in your household? Mm-hmm. Damn near each one teach one for me. You know what I'm saying? So let's bring TJ into the neighborhood. TJ, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, TJ. It is on you, my brother. Speak on it.
So listen, I agree with old girl. I agree with her. You know, the only thing is, I wish I had the confidence to do it with my kids. I actually have an 8 and 11-year-old also, but here's what we do, Big. We set an alarm, man, starting at 12:45 in the morning all the way to 3:30 every 15 minutes. Whichever one we wake up on is smashing time. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, hold on. You set an alarm.
Yeah, man.
for every 15 minutes?
Every 15 minutes. It goes from 12:45 to 3:30, man. And whichever one, I'll tell you what the average time that we kind of wake up with it. It's around like 2 a.m. Then it goes down and then, you know, we good. You know, I don't know, man. It's something about maintaining, like you were saying with Ani, you don't want them to grow up and be like, yeah, I remember when I was 11.
Right.
My parents told me that they, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that's a good point. That's
so y'all set an alarm and if y'all sleep through an alarm, y'all slept through it. But if one wake y'all up, then y'all start smashing.
That's pretty much it, man.
Damn, I heard that, man. That's kind of hard for me though, TJ, with a morning show. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I said. You know, we go to bed around like, you know, maybe 10:30 or so, and then like I said, if you sleep through that alarm, or if the other person, sometimes I might wake up and she's just gone and it's not gonna happen. Or sometimes she might wake up and I'm just out of it, it's not gonna happen. But usually we find that right spot around 2 a.m. Boom. It's going down.
Hey. I heard that. Well, for 2021, why don't you just set the alarm for 2 a.m? You know what I'm saying? And don't hit snooze. Yeah. Don't be waking yourself up every, like, you wake up, she sleeps, she wake up, you sleep, you like, damn.
That works.
Then everybody cranky in the morning, then the kids like, why y'all getting a divorce? You like, this damn alarm clock.
Our system doesn't work.
I like my chances, though. I like my chances. I want more chances to do it, you know?
Nah, I hear you, bro.
I might wake up at 12:45, you know? You know, as married people, we got to get it in when we can.
Oh, my gosh, man. TJ, yes, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's crazy, my brother. But I thank you. I thank you, man.
I can wait.
Love
you, my brother. Make sure you set the alarm tonight. All right, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. In case you missed it, Ani, what we got?
We got the baby, and in case you missed it today, Big, because him and Lil Wayne were in the studio, which means new music from them, I assume. But he also posted a picture of him and Lil Wayne on his Instagram, the baby did, and he's like, best rappers alive. And then people started commenting. Somebody was like, well, you can't have Weezy F baby. Don't forget the baby. And I was like, whoa, that's so true. And when the baby came into the neighborhood, Big, he was very confident, and he pretty much said, like, he is his favorite rapper. But we asked him, we're like, okay, aside from yourself, if you had to put five people on your hip-hop Mount Rushmore, who would it be? And how do you go with the negative comments? Like, what do you do when people say mean things to you?
I'm someone who's confident with respect to the ones that I borrow from and learn from, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't even name a few, you know what I mean? Me being born in 1991, like, I saw so many different eras of music. Mm-hmm. Like, the big eras, you know what I mean? Like, in hip-hop, the big eras, like, you know, where hip-hop became. I saw when hip-hop became the leading genre of music. I was a part of that era. You get what I'm saying? As a fan.
Same.
So it's like, I seen so many people have so many impactful waves and create waves for so many other people. I just saw so much that I wouldn't even, like, it's always hard for me to answer a question like that and, like, narrow it down to a few people, like, I borrowed from anybody that has something worth learning from. for sure. They don't want to hear.
Yeah, and how do you stay out of? Do you look at comments like? Because with social media, there's a lot of hatred.
Yeah, that's
there's a lot of cancel culture. Hell yeah,
that's what that shit turned into. So like me peeping it, and I kind of saw it as it was happening. I mean, from the get go, I never cared. Like I don't comment. If I ever comment back to somebody like on the internet, like I'm having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anybody know me? They know like I'm sitting over there like, you know, smoking a blunt, like laughing, like, you know what I mean? But like, and then I'm going to cease. It's going to cease quickly too. Like I'm not going to, you know, go back and forth because it's the internet, man. You know, you just got to take it for what it is. It'd be somebody at home on a computer, you know, a little nerd, mm-hmm. you know, somebody
bored, easy call.
Somebody that, you know, hate their circumstance. You get what I'm saying? So it ain't really about nothing. And these, you know, now it's like they're there faithfully, you know, so I don't got no problem with it. I let them stay there.
In case you missed, you know what's crazy about either his top five or Mount Rushmore? Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how we asked the question, if it was Mount Rushmore, which is four. You know what I'm saying? Oh. You said top five, but you know what I'm saying? Make me sound crazy.
Sorry.
But I don't know if we said top five MCs or your Mount Rushmore of hip hop. But it's crazy because I can ask that question, but I can't answer it. Mm. I get asked that same thing all the time, dude, and I can't answer. I was just on the Fat Joe show a couple weeks ago, and he asked me. And there's times I don't have that top five because it rotates all the time. You know what I'm saying? But that was DaBaby in the neighborhood. You can find that entire interview at RadioBigBoy.com.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood, boy. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
Let's talk about some UFOs and aliens,
yes,
bro.
My
favorite topics, man. You know, we just recently saw, I don't know if you saw the video, Big, but they said that there was like a UFO over Hawaii, and a lot of people were seeing it. There's like these three lights that just appeared and then started disappearing. Mm-hmm. Like it was all over the news. It was going viral. Like that's crazy, bro. And we just keep seeing more and more videos. Even the Pentagon recently, remember when they released some video of like these pilots and what they saw up in the air with their footage and stuff like that? Bro, UFOs are real, man. And it's going to get even more real because they're saying that a new bill has passed, Big. It's called the Intelligence Authorization Act, which gave them a lot more money so they can get more resources so they can start investigating these UFOs and these whatever situations that are happening. It's paranormal stuff.
So they're going to do the UFOs and these whatever situations that's happening?
It's UFOs.
So they got a grant for all that.
And necessarily, like, not UFOs, just stuff that they see that is, like, random and weird and just, like, whatever, you know, and paranormal stuff like that.
And this right here, is what they call a Louis.
Yeah, exactly like that, Doug.
But you know what, though, man? I know that people, but, dude, are we really thinking, and I know I'm going to sound crazy to some people, are we really thinking that we're the only ones? That we're the only so-called beings, or we're the only, you know, people that can populate an area, like, that there is nothing else. Now, when we watch, like, a movie or a Twilight Zone or something like that, and you see these flying saucers and people with big eyes in the middle of their heads, you know what I'm saying? Like, alrighty, that's probably not what it is.
Yeah.
But I really can't say that we're the only ones here and nothing else exists.
I just trip out how all the old UFO videos are you know, that are up and uploaded are like from crappy cameras, and now that we have like high definition great cameras, how can we haven't caught like anything like really like on point, you know what I mean? Like, but honestly,
but you know what, Lou, how do we know we haven't?
That's true.
You know, but do we know?
I love this act because it's going to be forcing like the FBI and just other agencies that have all this information to put it out there within like 180 days. So, man, and it's going to be all public. So we're going to get a chance to really like know what sightings, or if there was a crash here and there, what did they find? Like, bro, this is so exciting for me, Doug. I get geeked out when it comes to like UFOs and aliens.
And maybe we'll be able to find out what meals about means. You know what I'm saying?
Alrighty, please.
We'll keep our eye on it, you guys. Yeah, live your lives. We'll bring this back and let y'all know what's going on. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. We're speaking on it, man. Drake, either he dropped some new music or somebody just said, you know what, Drake, we're dropping new music. What's going on, honey?
Big, there's this new song from Drake. It's called Lucky Lefty, and we can expect it on his upcoming album, Certified Lover Boy, which is supposed to drop this month. But take a listen to how amazing it sounds.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Yeah, I'm the fanciest. They said summer was canceled, but I got plans and ish. Where my advances is? Ladies, it's June, July. Where all the cancers is? Show me your hands and ish. Even if you ain't a cancer, throw up your hands to this, because most of y'all cancerous. Michael B. Jordan call you right now. You answering. Even if you got a man that love you, you scandalous. You gon' take the chance, ish. You
You know that relationship is probably in shambles, and you know you a fan of his. Know if he gonna bring you to Miami, you scrambling and pack all your luggage, get on a plane and land in it. Yeah, I'm just talking out of pocket now. I know y'all sick of me. I looked at the score and y'all can't be counting the victories. It's still all love between us despite all the history. It's still October forever, minus the trickery.
I ain't mad at him. Hey, man, you know, it's a trip. I got to listen to the content again. It sounds old.
It does, right? Like the old Drake or...
Yeah, it sounds old, man. And I don't know if that's a Drake put up or if somebody just grabbed something, but, you know, it's Drake, he flipping. But it just sounds a little older, for, it's like some older kind of sound.
It did to me too, Big, but when I went on Twitter, because I thought the same thing. I was like, wait, is this old? Did some, like, am I missing something? So I went on Twitter. Everybody on Twitter is like, oh my God, it's Drake season. He just dropped this new track, the beat, the vibes. He's dropping gems because it's up on SoundCloud right now.
So and Drake will get up and just drop music, you know. There's been an anticipation on the album, you know, and I think it's coming.
Teasing it too, like,
right,
he'll post like love quotes on his story. Or the other day he posted this picture and he quickly deleted it was on his story, but you can still find it. But he had like a heart at the corner of his hair because, you know, certified lover boy. So everything is about love right now on his page, and I'm like, Drake, I love you. I love you.
He's gonna drop it before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Happy timing.
Oh, yeah. That's genius.
As far as we say, it's marketing. Marketing.
All right.
Yeah, marketing. Y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
Big, you opened the floodgates to my DMs, bro.
I'm glad I did, man.
Telling people to just send me random stuff. What am I supposed to do with this stuff? Man, well, yeah, I did get one of those, Big. I got this video, man. A random-ass video on TikTok again. It's another damn TikTok video. But it's this dude, I guess he creates, like, these, like, social media drama that happens on social media. You know, some people put up their conversations of, like, screenshots of, like, look at what happened, look at this response. And this conversation was something that was happening on social media about somebody stealing broccoli. But what he does, Big, is he creates songs out of these conversations. I'm talking about full produced, like, melodramatic songs. Listen to this.
We got time.
Ooh, Caroline, oh, keep my name out of your thin mouth. What did Caroline do? She stole my broccoli, casserole recipe 8 years ago, and claimed it was hers. She's a rat. Recipe stealing shit.
All right, I heard enough of that.
Bro!
What am I
supposed to do with this? I feel like I just got stupider.
Hey, man, but entertained. He said stupider. I heard that.
But I got entertained, bro.
Hey, man, I was sitting there, and when I first heard it, I was like, go ahead, The Weeknd. And I was like, no, that's not The Weeknd.
No, it's not The Weeknd.
Broccoli, girl, you stole my broccoli. Yeah, hey, man, that just shows you, man.
That's
even with just where we are today with social media, you know what I'm saying? Like... I'm not surprised. What are you supposed to do with that?
Yeah, what
you
am know? I supposed to do with this, man?
Thank and if you there's anyone out there, man, like we say, if y'all want to flood Louis G's Instagram, you can DM him. You know, what is he supposed to do with that? You know, if it's your song, if you want to make a reply of your own song to that, if you want to just send him your recipe of, you know, macaroni and cheese with peppermint patties, and whatever it may be.
Peppermint patties.
Yeah, whatever it may be. If you need advice, just, casserole. Hey, what am I supposed to do with this? Hit up Louis G. That's Louieg.
Please
Louis
don't.
G at, yeah, on Instagram.
Yeah, man.
And you probably too can be, you know, a part of our show.
Yeah.
All right.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Flood his DMs. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Ani up in here. Ani, what are people talking about?
Cardi B and the fact that she's asking for forgiveness from Twitter, Big. And Cardi got herself in a little trouble. I don't even think she knows exactly what she did, but one of her fan pages on Twitter, they hit her up and they're like, hey, Cardi, like, I think you got shadow banned again because I don't see any of your tweets. And basically, when you get shadow banned on Twitter or just social media, that means that that social platform is making it so your followers purposely can't see what you're tweeting. So you're almost suspended from Twitter, but you're technically not, so you don't get upset. So then Cardi goes on Twitter. She's like, what did I do now? And she's like, okay, so no one answered her. Then she sends out another tweet. She's like, quote, Twitter, release me from Twitter shadow ban. I won't talk about bleeping and bleeping no more. I promise. That was 2020 behavior. And right after that, Big, she left this audio.
Please, forgive me. I won't do it anymore. Forgive me.
Go ahead now.
And she, in British.
You can tell she's distraught.
I really, honestly though, Big, I feel her because I've been suspended on Twitter before. And it's just like they take a piece of your life away.
Hey, dude, and you know what? When people get like either the shadow ban suspended or even with IG, when they just now they take away your live, like,
they and take sometimes, away your
live? Man, yeah, like I've seen people now that put up like, oh, I can't go live. You know what I'm saying? It's another one of those, our community, so on and so forth, you know. But it's crazy how they could just snatch something. I remember one time I was cooking. And they pulled my whatever post down because whatever I was playing in the background, they put it as copyrighted material.
This was Instagram?
Man. And that was a while ago. But remember, even as a station, they would trip off of certain things, man. And you don't know what you... I mean, sometimes it's blatant. You know what you know that you're messing up. But there's other times you're like, damn, what the hell did I do?
Yeah, like for hers, I don't know exactly what she could have done. I mean, obviously she talks about explicit stuff, but I didn't think that's not okay on social as long as you don't post nudes, which she... Of course, hasn't. Well, one time there was a slip up, and that was.
And my thing is, man, if you get offended by somebody's page, don't follow the page.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. But you know, I mean, hey, we're all snitches and thumb thugs and gangsters, and you know, everybody. We're tough until we're sensitive. All right, y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys big Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. All new way to cheat in your relationship. We had a lot of people that called us up. It wasn't a competition, but when my man said that he came home and there was a hole behind his sofa and he went down the hole and realized that there was a ditch that was dug, a tunnel from his house to his neighbor's house so the wife can smash. That's an all new way to cheat.
The cheating tunnel.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's a crazy show, bro.
Like, even El Chapo was like, huh, they owe me money. they took my idea. And also, we're speaking on a man, Drake dropping new music. We know that Drake is gearing up for his new album, highly anticipated from Ani and many, many, many others. What's the name of the album, Ani?
Certified Lover Boy.
Certified Lover Boy.
My
and you know what? That's Drake. You know what I'm saying? He can bring that out. So they dropped some new music. Like we were talking about, it sounded a little older.
It did.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that was dropped by Drake's camp. I don't know if that's one of those lead-ins. But it did sound a little older. So we'll see what's going down with new music from Drake. And also, in case you missed it, we had DaBaby in the neighborhood case you missed it. And you can find that entire interview of DaBaby at RadioBigBoy.com. And for those out there, man, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For hitting us up, man. We're Don't Tell Mom. We're talking about how there's a couple that say, you know, they have an 11-year-old. Yeah. They, you know, they get walked in on when they're smashing. How did you do it? So on and so. So she just said, you know what? We locked the door. We put a fan out there and told them when the fan is on, you can't come in the room. You know, so yeah, we are smashing. And I don't think they said it just like that.
No.
But to everybody that called us up and said, you know, the parents are either right or wrong or how they do it, I thank you. You know what I'm saying? I thank you. As you see right here, man, I scribbled here. And I'm about to... Not only did I scribble, I'm about to put some of these into my phone. All righty. But thank you guys for hanging out with us, man. Like we always say, there still is a full pandemic that's going on out there. So take care of you. Take care of your family. Take care of your loved ones. Take care of your neighbors. And also take care of and be kind to strangers. We are Big Boys Neighborhood, and we are gone. Thanks for checking out another full show episode right here on RadioBigBoy.com. And remember to click on Big Boy TV. It's our YouTube channel with video versions of our interviews and show content. And there's new videos for you to enjoy uploaded. That's right, every week right here on RadioBigBoy.com. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit c8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.